Indirect negotiations between Israel and Hamas are set to resume on Sunday in Doha for a Gaza truce and hostage release deal, ahead of a visit by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to the White House. Netanyahu had earlier announced he was sending a team to Qatar, a key mediator in the conflict, though he said Hamas's response to a draft U.S.-backed ceasefire deal contained unacceptable demands. Under mounting pressure to end Israeli aggression, now approaching its 22nd month, Netanyahu is scheduled to meet on Monday with U.S. President Donald Trump, who has been making a renewed push to end the fighting. A Palestinian official familiar with the talks and close to Hamas said international mediators had informed the group that a new round of indirect negotiations will begin in Doha today. The talks would focus on conditions for a possible ceasefire, including hostage and prisoner releases, and Hamas would also seek the reopening of Gaza's Rafah crossing to evacuate the wounded, the official told AFP. Hamas's delegation, led by its top negotiator Khalil al-Hayya, was in Doha, the official told AFP. Israel's public broadcaster said the country's delegation had left for the Qatari capital in the early afternoon. Netanyahu met Israeli President Isaac Herzog for talks on Gaza and efforts to expand ties with Arab states before his departure for the United States at 5 p.m., 1400 GMT. In Tel Aviv on Saturday, protesters gathered for a weekly rally demanding the return of hostages held in Gaza. Maccabit Meir, the aunt of captives Gali and Ziv Berman, called for a deal that saves everyone enough. Two Palestinian sources close to the discussions told AFP the proposal included a 60-day truce, during which Hamas would release 10 living hostages and several bodies in exchange for Palestinians detained by Israel. However, they said, the group was also demanding certain conditions for Israel's withdrawal, guarantees against a resumption of fighting during negotiations, and the return of the UN-led aid distribution system. On the ground, Gaza's Civil Defense Agency said 14 people were killed by Israeli forces on Sunday. Gaza Civil Defense says 32 killed in Israeli operations. The agency said 10 were killed in a pre-dawn strike on Gaza City's Sheikh Raydan neighborhood, where AFP images showed Palestinians searching through the rubble for survivors with their bare hands. Media restrictions in Gaza and difficulties in accessing many areas mean AFP is unable to independently verify the tolls and details provided by the Civil Defense Agency. Contacted by AFP, the Israeli military said it could not comment on specific strikes without precise coordinates. Sheikh Raydan resident Osama al-Hanawi told AFP, "The rest of the family is still under the rubble. We are losing young people, families, and children every day, and this must stop now. Enough blood has been shed."